Knowing, Lord Father, we have someone that may be in the hospital somewhere, Lord Father, with some illness or some situation in their body, Lord Father. We call upon a healing, Lord Father, upon their body, Lord Father. We call upon your name, Lord Father, for healing. Lord Father, as we pray, Lord Father, we pray for each home individually, Lord Father, knowing that, Lord Father, there's some situation that someone may be going through in their home, Lord Father. We pray for some direction, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father, you stop, Lord Father, by our nursing home, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, we have some elderly there, Lord Father, that need your touch and the armor protection around them, Lord Father. Lord Father, knowing that they have been on this earth for a long, long existence, Lord Father, and we want to praise them for their effort on this earth, Lord Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Lord Father, stop by the prison and jail, Lord Father. Regulate their mind in a right direction, Lord Father. We ask that, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father. Lord Father, we pray, Lord Father, that you look upon us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that there are some, we have to pray that we learn to drive for one another, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, there is some situation that may occur on these high, dangerous highways, Lord Father. We pray for protection, Lord Father. And when we travel the last mile away on this earth, Lord Father, we ask for a home somewhere in your kingdom, Lord Father. We're not asking for the best seat in your kingdom, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father. These blessings and others, we ask in your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, everyone, Lord, for joining us this morning for the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We're going to do another special 2-hour praise worship as we minister with music this morning. We ask that you take each song in heart, and I hope that you enjoy each selection. Our next song coming up is coming from Rance Allen, and it's entitled Blessings.
was a governor, her drama in mono. But it's to my left and right, just like stereo. Problem circumstances, do you feel me, yo? Need some clarity, homie, that's why I won't let my hair grow. Just acting the part, just like I got my own TV show. Anxiety like an amateur on Apollo. Like any hope, the sun will come out tomorrow. To pay my cell phone bill, I guess I'm gonna have to borrow.
I want
crying this evening. The doctor told her that she could not conceive in. She miscarried 6 times before Stephen. That's her husband's name and he's from Cleveland. He said, I love you and he tried to console her. Prayed together, cried together, held one another. But something said to him that she's still gonna be a mother. He remembered what the doctor said and he said, so what?
I won't lie to the sound of the
immaculate visionist, 180 style and grinding pellets don't fade me. Elegance and Enoch, it let one bless thee. His phraseology sin distinctive and Joshua has the last word. Forget what you heard, Jairus of word. I'm New Orleans Qua.
Change it, stop your situation. it's a choice. You must first listen to his voice. When God says right and you turn left, you better listen before you take your last breath. See, that's the way that's right unto a man, but it's wrong if it's not in God's plan. See, there is a place in eternity not made by hands for you and me. To those that are bound, Christ will make you free to be in Jesus Christ who you want to be. See, Christ has given us the victory throughout his word. He has made us free, always in prayer, standing in the gap, changed by the Lord God. It's just a snap. See, the Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. He leaded me through the quiet storm. In a cold night, he'll keep me warm. Praise be to God, because I'm reborn. Always being led by the Holy Ghost. Then Satan tried to bring me down. But see, Christ is all I need, from least to most. Because with his joy, there is no ground. Everybody, just wave your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. And if you came in jail for Jesus Christ, everybody say, oh yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kale. That's a great song coming from Paul Jones entitled Don't Want No Rocks. We ask that you not text and drive. I want you to ride safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from the Jackson Southerners and is entitled Don't Look Down on a Man.
Thank you. cry. Even when you're happy, there is someone somewhere hurting. And though the sun fills your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're alright, there is someone lonely tonight. So
for an incredible music ministry that has blessed the world. Anybody remember that one?
Thank you. Houston's own Miss Nikita Clay.
Put your hand together. Say, break it. Break it. Break it.
I need you for a friend, Jesus.
glory, how we depend on him. That was the William Brothers, and the song was entitled How I Depend on You. It is 4 minutes before the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from the Rance Allen Group, featuring Kirk Franklin, and it's entitled Something About the Name Jesus.
Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin? We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody claims the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the
the sweetest name, yeah.
That's Ralph. That's Ralph. Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
No.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Everybody.
Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, over the field spirit and tell women.
Yeah. somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it, children.
loving what I'm gonna be. Yeah. You bring out the best in me.
Our next song coming up is coming from Bishop Paul S. Morton, and it's entitled Your Tears.
Just to relieve of the pain I'm
in the morning. Here's what I want you to do. Hold on. Hold on. To hear.
That the very people you do the most for them up when they were falling down. You helped them out of the gutter, but just as soon as they got on their feet, they began to smile in your face. But the moment you turned around, they had a knife in your back. But can I tell you something? I've learned. If you just turn it over to Jesus, maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. If you just turn it over to Jesus, won't he work it out? If you just come just for a moment, man. I just know you had to cry sometimes. Oh, I had to cry sometimes. Sometime late in the midnight. Woke up feeling soaking wet with tears. But you know what I found out?
The other day, say it was you. But I know that you had to cry sometimes. Yeah. You know, Pastor, travel up and down this highway.
Feel better.
You kept me each and every day. You heard me every time I pray. You kept me each and every day. You heard me every time I pray. You kept me each and every day. You heard me every time I pray. You kept me each and every day. You heard me every time I pray. You kept me each and every day. You heard me every time I pray. You kept me.
Thank you. and supper, and handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For more in the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, oh, it inside me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. When I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you had it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
Gotta pat my feet, oh, Lordy, yeah.
It wasn't a shame I'd hit that for another couple of seconds.
but I know a change won't come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know